In Kodiak, home to the largest fishing fleet in the state, Senator Ted Stevens' indictment is drawing mixed reaction. Some say he is innocent and will be proven so. But others are openly wondering about his involvement with the state's seafood industry. From member station KMXT, Casey Kelly has more.
The ongoing federal corruption probe in Alaska has included subpoenas of seafood companies, although none were mentioned in the indictment. Stephen Toffin of the Groundswell Fisheries Movement has been a vocal critic of Senator Stevens and some of those same companies.
We listened to the news conference very carefully and noticed that they mentioned that it is a global investigation, that it does involve VECO and others.
Over the years, Toffin says Stevens has pushed legislation that directly benefited companies that hired the senator's son, Ben, as a consultant and lobbyist. He also has questions about the Alaska Fisheries Marketing Board, an agency created by a Stevens earmark to administer tens of millions of dollars in grants to salmon processors following an industry downturn. Ben Stevens is the former chairman of the board, which has several critics, including current Republican presidential hopeful John McCain. Toffin says all of this should still be under investigation by the Justice Department.
Specifically, that's why they returned to Ben Stevens' office a second time. And that's why they did visit Alaska fishing companies. So we're just getting started there.
But Al Birch, executive director of the Alaska Whitefish Trawlers Association and a member of the marketing board, says the charges against Senator Stevens are baseless.
I'm very confident that as they get into the next phase of this, the actual investigation, that the senator will be able to provide the answers that are correct and needed.
Birch says the Trawlers Association stands by its recent endorsement of the senator in his re-election bid. He says Stevens has done a lot for the seafood industry in the state, and he hopes he will continue to do so into the future.
It's not what he has done for our association. It's what he has done for the fishing industry in the state of Alaska. You know, the removal of the high sea salmon fisheries, the treaties in the Bering Sea and the Donut Hole that have been accomplished, you know, under his watch.
Melanie Sloan, a former federal prosecutor with the watchdog group Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics in Washington, says it's still possible for the Justice Department to issue what's called a superseding indictment that could include more charges against Stevens, but she says that it is unlikely. Ben Stevens still has not been charged with a crime. In Kodiak, I'm Casey Kelly.